Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Are you
sipping anything?
Sipping on? I am. I have a delicious matcha from The Human Bean. Have you heard of this? That's over there in Arizona, right? The Human Beans?
Yeah, I've seen it, I feel like. I've had it. I've had it, yeah. But I don't ever, I've actually had it in Oregon, not here.
Yeah, they're good. Chris likes them a lot. One of my favorite things about The Human Bean, well, two things. They have a nice cold foam.
Oh, okay.
Nice, you know.
Which makes a difference.
Yeah, not as good as our Starbucks drink. However, if the human bean is there and Chris likes it, it's like, oh, this is good. You know, this cold foam is delicious. And then second, with each coffee, hot coffee, they'll give you in, I think cold, one of those little chocolate covered coffee beans.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
Yes. That's why I used to love to go there. They put them on the top of your,
And Chris doesn't like those little coffee beans. So I get two.
Ooh, how does he not like them? What a crazy man.
I don't know how he doesn't like them, but those are the mysteries of him that, you know, I'll just never understand.
Right, right. And that's fine. We don't need to.
He used to not like Thai food. We talk about that a lot, him and I. We're like, remember
when he also didn't use to like wine.
Yeah.
And look at him, Nick. Look at him go.
I know. Man. We talk about like, hey, remember the you that didn't like Thai food? Feels like a total stranger. Because that's, if you were to ask him what is his favorite food, I feel like Thai is top three.
This is why us as humans need to continue to evolve and try new things. And just because we don't like something, whether it's food or anything else, you just don't give up on that. Because like, imagine if he would have just continued on with the story that I don't like Thai food. And then he's missing out on his current favorite cuisine.
He would have missed out on so much pad Thai.
Whoa.
He loves chicken skewers.
Chicken skewers are the goat. I love chicken skewers. I don't like pad Thai.
I like pad Thai. I like drunken noodles quite a lot.
I like those better. Yeah.
I like a good like
curry.
Coconut shrimp. I love all curries.
I will fuck with any kind of curry.
Their vegetables are
spring
so
rolls.
Good. Yeah.
Yep. Like the wrap with the peanut. Really, I think the spring rolls and the chicken skewers are a hit for me because I feel good eating them. Like it feels like I'm doing summer. But the peanut sauce, they come with peanut sauce and I say no more. You could put peanut sauce on dog turds and I'd be like, is this a delicacy? Like I love peanut sauce.
Me too.
You know?
Me too. Is it easy to make? Have you ever made it yourself?
I've made it one time like years ago and I feel like it was easy and not as good.
Right.
I probably didn't have enough chemicals in it.
What?
Like I'm sure there's a bunch of junk in it that is not good.
What is
it's
it?
It's like peanut sauce, soy sauce, something chili like a chili paste or
sriracha.
Do you think
fish sauce is in it? I feel like fish
maybe,
sauce is in it.
Or oyster sauce.
Something like that.
Well, you know, who knows? How do you make peanut sauce? Thai peanut sauce. Let's just look up this first recipe. You know, I'm going to put this on my rant. I get it. It's your job, but I've been in this, you know, sourdough era, baking era. So I'm back hanging out with food blogs, and the amount of nonsense that they put on just a recipe page, I don't, but I like some of them say like jump to recipe, which I'm grateful for. And I get it. It's your job, but I don't like having to scroll to 20. My thumb should not be tired just to get to the point that I want, you know, to see your recipe. Okay. But this recipe is peanut butter, ground ginger, maple syrup, soy sauce, rice wine vinegar, sesame seeds, hot water, and crushed red pepper flakes, you know? So that's like your basic.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one says best, they call it the best Thai peanut sauce recipe ever. It's got a lot of reviews. Okay. I'm jumping to this. Am I jumping to this? No, your website doesn't work. So it's not letting me jump. I'm trying to jump. It's too many freaking ads. And this is why I don't want to complain. She has this pop-up here and I won't call you out. But you have this pop-up here that I'm clicking the X.
It's
clicking,
so frustrating.
Clicking the X.
It won't click. It won't X out. So now I'm Xing out of your website. That's that. We'll
You've
never
lost
know the best
me.
Peanut. You've lost me as a
It's
customer.
So hard to exit out of the videos from your from
Oh,
a phone.
On your mobile device? Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I swear I'm clicking the X and then something moves just so that it pops up anyway.
Yes.
Does it ever seem like that?
Yes.
That's a strategy.
And they do this
to get
tricky
views?
Thing where it'll be like you click an X or like you're on there. And something will pop up and it's an ad, but you don't recognize that it's an ad. And so it says like X or continue to something. And then it's like you click it and it's actually opens another website to something else. And I'm like, this is a trick.
Yes.
I thought I was getting out of this. I was not trying to interact with your ad, but they like put it in a way that it makes you think that you'll be, you know, taking care of business. And instead That's they're so like,
annoying.
Gotcha, sucker.
So annoying.
It's so annoying. Anyway, I'm also sick, guys. That's annoying
too.
Yeah,
what are you sipping on? And also, yes, you're sick. All that started from matcha conversation.
From matcha conversation.
Here we are. But yeah, what are you sipping on? NyQuil? Or what?
No, I should be sipping on that. I'm actually just sipping on water with Beam. Actually, we're reading for Beam today.
Yeah.
They're going to be an ad, but I'm doing their glow, which the ad is for their sleep stuff. But I had that a couple nights ago. It's delicious.
Wait, what's
But I'm doing their glow thing, whatever. I have that with some creatine in here. This company that I partner with that I really like just created creatine. And it has all these apparent benefits outside of just muscle. It's supposed to be good for your brain health. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it for 30 days and see if that is true for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I've got that in water going on.
Didn't the last time you tried creatine, though, give you headaches or something? Or do you think that was something else?
Oh, did it?
Something happened to you with creatine.
I
could be wrong.
It could be. I was thinking it gave me acne, but maybe it was headache. I do remember creatine doing something to me before.
Only one way to find out. Hop back
right.
In.
So I'm trying it again. full throttle.
Let's go.
Every day for 30 days. Won't miss a day.
Let's just remember this moment.
God.
You know?
Because
this could
thinking
either
it's
be
acne,
awesome or
what
really.
What if it is my headache? What if that's why I'm feeling sick?
Shoot.
It gave me a cold last time.
Shoot.
Because it's just like major congestion.
Oh.
And I never really had a sore throat, but I moved right into so I thought maybe it was allergies. But today I feel, you know that feeling when you feel like your head is full of air and it's not attached to your body, like your head's a balloon?
Yes.
That's what it feels like right now. Mm. And my eyes are a little burny. So what I think I'm going to do after we wrap things up here is go crawl in bed and turn on Love is Blind.
That'll recharge you.
Yeah.
That will work.
And I also feel like I can that takes no energy. I could probably, actually it's better if I close my eyes and listen to it. That's what their experience is anyway. Nobody can see anything.
You should
then
watch
it's like I'm
all
with them.
Of Love is Blind with your eyes closed and see what happens. And then when they do the reveal, you do the reveal
and
too.
That's actually a great idea.
And see if you're, just see how it feels.
I mean, I've already watched 4 episodes, so I'd be, but I don't, I was listening to a podcast the other day and I mean, I'll be honest, it was Shannon and Sean's, but I feel like I wasn't going to say that because I talk about them every freaking episode, it seems like here. But anyway, I was listening to it and they were talking about Love is Blind and they were saying character names. And I'm like, I have no idea who you're
I
talking
don't know
about.
The
because I was with my sister and we were like distracted and just like talking, and we were playing cribbage. Well, you know, Love is Blind is one of those things you can turn on and tune out and just absorb what you need to. So maybe it would still work, because I don't remember any of the names or any. They were like telling character, like this guy was asking this question. I'm like, I don't remember that at all. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe I could still do that.
Yeah.
I agree. Watching is blind, you know?
I don't commit. The names don't mean anything to me until after they've revealed themselves to each other, mm-hmm. and those relationships start. That's when I know them.
Yes. Right.
Where there's right. that ability to recall who they actually are. Right now it's all mushy, way too mushy. Have you had your herbs?
I had my dose last night before bed, and then I had one this morning when I woke up, and I'm probably due for another set
before
right
you go
now.
Crawl into bed. You go do that. Yeah. So we were over on Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. You don't want to miss those Friday episodes. We were talking over there about the herbs that I've recommended here.
Yes. As a favorite. And then they became one of my favorites.
What are they called?
Well, why don't I just go get them? They're on the counter, and then I can take them right now. And
yeah.
I can tell you what they are.
Yep.
Bean yon pan. Bean yon pan.
Mm-hmm.
I got the one by Plum Flower, B-I space Y-A-N space P-I-A-N.
Boom.
Take four of them. Call me in the morning.
Ding, 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 ding. Beam me up, Scotty.
Or beam me down.
Beam me down.
You know?
Every single Whoa. Night, I know, I get so excited. Yeah. I don't even have the words to talk about how much I love this partnership that we have with our friends over at Beam. There's nothing more important to me than a good night's sleep. I take it really seriously. And when I found something that really helps with my sleep, that's why I'm coming here so excited to talk about it. All right. Every night I've been drinking Beam. It's one of my favorite rituals right now, where at the end of the day, the house is quiet, right? And it is my time to blend up my little delicious Beam drink. I love how it helps me really settle into a nice deep sleep. But the next morning I'm waking up feeling good. And that's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. When we sleep well, our minds and our bodies perform at their best. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. And I've really noticed that. I feel like Beam's Dream Powder, it's science-backed. It's a healthy hot cocoa for sleep. And I have a busy mind. I find it hard. It takes me a while to get into a nice, like, deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Beam really has changed that for me. I definitely think that, you know, when I wake up the next day, I'm feeling good. My mind is sharp. They have delicious flavors like sea salt, caramel, brownie batter, vanilla chai, and the Beam Dream Powder original flavor, cinnamon cocoa. I have several of these. Each serving is only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed.
If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/sip and use code SIP at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/sip and use code SIP for up to 40% off. And I just want to, and they do also have, I just double checked, a melatonin free version. If you guys want, you know, there is that. The original cinnamon cocoa also comes in melatonin free. And I was going to check and see if the code works on the glow supplement, because I also partner with them. Oh yeah, it does. So I partner with them, but I think my code on Instagram is only 35% off, but I just put in SIP and you can get 40% off on the glow supplement too.
Nice.
So guys, that's a site-wide situation. Okay. Okay.
I'm looking at so TMZ to see if there's anything hot, but you sent me today that it's official with
officially
Travis.
Officially official.
He's coming back to the Chiefs.
So the schedule comes out in May. We absolutely must book I think this could be his last season. I actually didn't realize that the retirement conversation was even going to be a part of anything after the Super Bowl. Because no one said anything leading up to the Super Bowl. Like all last season, I don't feel like anyone was like, is it going to be his last season? And then all of a sudden, as soon as the game was over, it was like, wait, did he play his last game? And I was like, I felt like he had more in the tank.
Yeah.
But I mean, he is 35, which is pretty elderly when it comes to football players. So it probably will be his last season next season. Maybe not.
I wonder if this season will be full out for him or if there was any like negotiation or conversation about like, hey, I'm coming back as a leader. He obviously brings in a lot of revenue single-handedly for the Chiefs. Like, I don't think it, but I don't think he's like going to be benched. I don't know. It has to be full out.
No, and it's either full out or nothing. That's what I think. I don't feel like when you're a competitor at that level that your body would allow you to like play at 80% or 70% or like just be a person on the team to cheerlead your squad. Mm-hmm. I don't see Travis. He'd be like, no, I'm freaking all in, you know,
right?
I'm here and I'm giving you 100 or I'm out.
I feel excited about this.
Yes. It's so exciting. We also talked about on Patreon that New Heights was back and Travis was in a new location. We hadn't seen this background. Him and Taylor are jet setting around the world, which is just a beautiful thing. We love to see it. We love to hear it. And I know they want their privacy, but if I was a pap,
come on,
I'd be hunting them down. Come on, feed us. Feed us.
They got to be somewhere.
We're starving. Yeah, find them. We're crying out loud.
Come on.
They're celebrities.
Isn't there a drone? Yeah, they gave away their
right to privacy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to put them out publicly if you don't want, but just send them, text me or whatever. Just text us.
Yeah.
And then we'll keep it between friends.
Yeah. We'll buy you a drink. It's fine.
No problem.
Go to the ends of the earth. It's not a big, ask.
And I know you don't.
Yeah. Totally.
Great.
I saw End of Us.
It ends with us.
But
I saw End of Us. I saw Everybody Died.
Kind of the end of their career.
It's
a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
No, I literally wrote End of Us on my
page. I think you said that last night or whenever we were recording Patreon as well. And I didn't correct you. Because like,
why
would
you? Let me go.
Yeah.
It's funny what my rant is this week too. And then I said that with a cowboy Carter. I was calling it country Carter. It's just slightly off. Right. Things sometimes are slightly off.
Fine.
You guys are all used to it here. You like it.
Right.
Don't lie.
Listen, read between the lines. Okay. We can't do everything for you.
If you don't speak Colleen by this point in our journey, I don't know what to tell you.
I was making sourdough cookies last night. And one of the recipes said, hold on, I'm going to bring us back. I'm going to come full circle. But it seems like a departure, but in my brain, it's right on topic.
Hey.
So I was making sourdough cookies last night and part of the recipe says fold in the chocolate chips. And in my brain, it went to like fold. Have you seen that Schitt's Creek? Fold in the cheese.
Yes.
Well, how do you fold it in? I don't know, David. And he's like, you just fold it in. And he's like, do I fold it in half? I don't know how to fold little pieces of cheese like that. And she's like, well, I don't know how to make it any more clear. And she goes, I can't tell you everything, David. And he was like, well, can you tell me one thing? And so it just reminded me when you were like, we can't tell you everything, guys. You know, and then I was thinking, well, can you tell me one thing? Nope, we can't. We'll tell you what we tell you, and you just take it as it comes.
I want to rewatch that show.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Fold in the cheese.
God, that was a masterful show.
I don't know how to be any more clearer. Yeah, and the way she spoke.
Oh, role of a lifetime. Good. Can you tell me more about sourdough cookies before we get back to It Ends With Us?
Yeah, I haven't baked them yet. So I was looking for a sourdough discard recipe. I've switched my flour to einkorn flour.
I'm sorry, what?
I know. I regret it because saying that word pisses me off.
Acorn but it's flour?
E-I-N-K-H-O-R-N, einkorn flour.
Why?
Because it's supposed to like bake similar to regular flour, but it's non-processed, it's an ancient grain I'm trying to find what's so special about it. It's considered special because it's the oldest unhybridized form of wheat, meaning it has a different gluten structure than modern wheat, making it potentially easier to digest for people with gluten sensitivities while still being packed with nutrients like protein, vitamins, minerals. It's also a higher protein flour, has higher levels of antioxidants, also boasts a unique nutty flavor, blah, blah, blah. So I've been using it in my starter this week. My starter isn't as happy with it. It doesn't seem like as regular all-purpose flour or bread flour, but I'm testing it to see if it's easier on my body. So that's what I've been using. Cool. I found this sourdough discard recipe. You use einkorn discard and then einkorn flour, but then you have to let it set over 2 to 24 hours. So I made them last night, browned butter. I did have a bite of the dough, obviously.
Yeah.
And it tasted like caramel chocolate chip cookies. I think that must be the browned butter situation. Yeah. So I'm going to, after this, I was going to go lay in bed, but maybe after this, I'm going to pull them out and let them kind of come to room temperature, and then I'll bake them today, and then I will report back. I had so much fun, and I thought, if this sourdough thing doesn't pan out, which I really hope that it does, I hope my body will just get it together. But if it doesn't, I feel like it may have started an interest of something in the kitchen. I was having a lot of fun. Like, I browned these two sticks of butter last night. And then I've had to pop them in the thing. And then I've got my own little sourdough discard starter thing on the counter. And it wasn't rising as fast as I wanted yesterday. So I Googled and it said, put it in the oven with the oven light on, not on. And that'll help it rise. So I'm like really kind of loving the scientist it's bringing out in me.
Mm, is that what you call it?
Yes, because, you're just playing around with things.
I feel like we're quickly becoming old ladies. I have my embroidery. You have your baking. Sourdough.
Yeah, I'm baking.
We care about the weather more.
I know. I care about dishes and refrigerator. Someone messaged me on Instagram today and she was like, I love nugget ice. I just got a refrigerator that makes nugget ice. I said, send me the link. Send me a link. I hate my refrigerator.
These are the things we get really excited about.
We need a new refrigerator. And imagine I had one that made nugget ice. Okay.
Dude, yeah. I don't know. This is actually my rant. That's why I said it's funny that we're bringing this up. Like the feeling, and I don't know if it's a rant or a rave, but just these moments of realization of, oh, whoa.
I'm old. Hey.
It's happening.
Colleen.
What?
You and Chris can't finish a bottle of wine in an evening.
Oh my God, get this. Last night, talk about old. Do you want to know more? This is going to make you mad. Mm-hmm. So we're making fajitas last night.
Okay.
Are you mad yet?
Yeah, I'm pissed. Wow. You really came in with a bang on that one. Holy shit. Okay.
I don't know if I want to hear the rest of the story. Was that a
say no more?
Was that a stab?
Yeah. No, I feel like you sucker punched me. You made fajitas?
Ripped the rug right out from under you. Yeah. Chris, I said, hey, do you want a drink? Which always, if we suggest having a drink to each other, it's like, oh, that's fun. Yeah.
That's hip.
We're
young, like those young bucks.
Yeah. I was like, what do you want? I'll get you, anything. And he's like, because he's cooking we're doing steak fajitas. He's making the steak.
Yeah.
I'll take a Mexican beer. We have some out in the fridge in the garage. So we have this drink fridge out in the garage, which is a joke. That's a joke for us.
No, it's probably all of our leftover seltzers from seltzer tasting in 2020. That's
literally
what our fridge was like for a long time.
Everything. Rows and rows of beers. Mm-hmm. Everything. I went to grab the Dos Equis, looked at the expiration date, 2022.
Yeah. And I feel like they give a couple year window on those too.
Everything was like 2021, 2022, 2020. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Wasn't even close. And
you have turned into my grandma.
There's 100 beers in that fridge.
Maybe not 100, but
not one of them
drinkable.
Not one. Not
one. So what did you do? Did you open it and try it? And how was it?
I grabbed a lager that was in December 2024. So that was the one thing that was close. Yeah. And then I grabbed myself a Topo Chico and
a Topo Chico hard seltzer or just a water?
Hard seltzer.
Okay.
I brought it in and then I said, everything was expired. So I got you this. He said, oh, thanks. And then he looked at it and he said, ah, I remember, I don't want this. I was like, what do you mean you don't want this? He's like, I bought that at the store and then I tried one and I didn't like it. And I said, well, do you want my Topo? Do you want to share this Topo Chico? And he said, no. Right. And then I said, well, now I don't want to drink either. So then we.
And so then you just didn't drink.
We didn't drink.
The this end is of insane.
That.
This
I know.
Is insane, Colleen.
I know.
The thing that's crazy though, too, is like, when you came down to my birth, you can still, it's not like you come to a party and you're like, okay, guys, 9 o'clock, I'm going to bed. Like, you can still hang. You're rallying. You're hanging with the troops. I don't manage your drinking. I don't like when people manage drinks for me. Like, I do not like drink, but whatever. I don't mean, as long as you're having a good time, I'm great.
Yeah.
You could be nursing one drink all night, but but also you and I, when we get together, it's like we're on drugs or something.
I know.
So you don't necessarily even need that much. I like to still pile kind of a lot more into the body anyway, you know, just like see how far we can push this thing. But we're like completely, I saw this meme. It was like, the drunkest I've ever felt is when I'm stone cold sober, like shopping with my friend or something like that, you know? And it's like, you just act ridiculous. But yeah, that could never be me. What you just said could never be me. We can't keep alcohol in this house.
Yeah. The end of us.
Like it's bare. We're going to the bare bones every weekend. It feels like, you know?
Oh my God.
Yeah. We do still have some seltzers left over from 2020 that just, it feels wrong to dump them out, but it's like, why are they still here after five? Who's going to want to drink these?
None. No one.
Because whenever I want, like, we're going to have a party or something, I don't say, let's pull out the seltzers from 2020. Yeah. I say, let's go to the store and buy new stuff. And then it's just like, that just sits there. So it just needs to go down the freaking dumpster.
And that's kind of annoying to, you know, crack them open, dump them in the sink. Everything smells bad. That's a whole project.
Yeah.
You don't want to dump them full.
No. I can't. I don't want to throw them out full.
No.
I also want to give them, you know, I should find like a freaking college party.
Yeah.
Here, just drop them off. Guys. Yeah. Drop them off at the fraternity house or something, because the beggars can't be choosers.
No.
There.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Good luck. Let us know how you feel. Never.
Godspeed.
Yeah.
I mean, the things you can put your body through when you're in college.
People call
me out for eating deli meat now. No, don't do it. I'm like, bitch, do you know what I've done to my body?
Yeah, I think this is the least of my worries.
Do you know I subsisted off of 2 a.m. top ramen and Taco Bell? That's all I ate in college. Yeah. All day, 24/7, Sour Patch Kids, Funfetti, Cupcakes, TCBY. That's what we did, Colleen.
My insides have calluses.
Okay, I mean, come on. You think the deli meat's going to be the thing that takes me out? It's like, are you new here? Are you new here? Okay, you must be new.
Ding, 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 ding.
hold on. Oh, well, if things are hitting you a little harder than you want them to, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is what you can do from home, take care of your brain. You know, we all need a little extra support sometimes. And who is your support system? How have they changed your life? For me, I've got, you know, Colleen has been a sounding board. I've got my husband. I've got friends. My dad was my like go-to for a lot of years. But there is something about talking to a completely neutral party who doesn't really have an agenda and can just listen and hold space for you and then help you kind of uncover any cobwebs or work through whatever you've got going on in our brain. They're very complex brains, you know, but they're also simple. And once you can understand them, you can move forward and process through things easier. BetterHelp is fully online. It makes therapy affordable and convenient. They serve over 5 million people worldwide. You can access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. And you can easily switch therapists at any time for no extra cost.
Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sip to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip. You know, when we think about content for the show, we should just not, because we don't
I know.
Need it.
We don't need it. We can riff. We can riff. And I really do want to do an episode because today would have been a good time to do it. I do want to do an episode where we just bitch the whole time about little minor grievances.
Yes.
Which we've already done quite a few times this episode so far. And that wasn't even the theme. That wasn't even the intent.
I think it also goes to,
you know, we're old.
Yeah. No.
We're old now and we're old and crotchety.
The little things in our life are very interesting now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know?
I never would have thought this would be me.
What the neighbors are up to.
Like footwear? Can you imagine stuffing your foot into a high heel now? But back in the day, you'd wear a high heel to the Christmas dinner and grandma says, ouch, my feet hurt just looking at them. And I'm like, you're old grandma. And now it's like, you couldn't pay me to put a high heel on.
Yeah, I remember on New Year's, it was like a platform or a wedge. Cold in Portland and I was young and I was wearing like a skirt or like a shorter dress.
Yeah.
I'm cold just looking at you.
Right. Oh. Or when you buy the jeans with rips in them. I mean, I still do that. But then they say, did you pay full price for those or were those discounted? You're like, okay, why don't you open your eyes? Go back to bed. Okay, open your eyes, Grams. Or Gramps. Actually, it was my uncle a lot that would do that. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Right.
The end of us.
What else is happening? Anything? The end of...
Oh, it ends with us.
Well, full circle, folks. Brought it back around for you.
Listen.
Aren't you lucky?
I would have never watched this movie had you not said that you watched it and you loved it. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, this is okay. I'm intrigued because I've been intrigued by the movie because of all the things, all the noise, all the drama happening around it. How could you not be?
And you read the book, right?
I did.
So it's like, you know, it's been in our orbit.
That's actually why I didn't really want to watch the movie because the book, I was like, I don't know if I want to see this. I don't know if I want to revisit this. Like if a movie were to come out about the women, I'm halfway through that. I don't think I'd want to see it. Like it's like, okay, you know. There's some darkness, right? And there's something too about movies after they've been a book. I don't like eating leftovers, and it's not leftovers, but it's like I've been here. I've experienced this already. Anyway, Chris was gone, put the kids down, had my beam, and settled in to start watching it. And immediately, I loved it.
You could tell right from the jump that it was not going to be like a because they could have done it like cheesy, corny, not rom-com-y, but that level of production. It was different from the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it very much was built for it to be like more of a commercial success than like an Oscar success. Right. Like it just didn't have that touch.
Yeah.
Of Critics' Choice vibe to me.
Yeah.
However, I thought the acting was superb.
Right.
Blake Lively was incredible.
She killed it.
Killed it. Mm-hmm. I loved the movie was like very pretty to watch, like the production quality, the music. There was like a lot of like in between scene, like scenery type vibes. They handled the really heavy stuff and the really dramatic moments really well.
Really well.
I thought actually they did that the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At first, as the movie's going on, because in the scenes where, what is his name? Not Atlas, Ryle, where he snaps, they don't really show you in those moments. And so I was like, well, that's not fair as a viewer. Because you can't really tell what happened there. But then they kind of bring you back at the end and show you what actually transpired, which was really great. Because then it does take the viewer on the journey with Lily of like, is this okay? What's going on? You know?
Yep.
I thought it was very well done. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. It's weirdly one of those movies. I just said I didn't like leftovers. I would very much watch it again.
I would watch it again too. I know. And doesn't it make you wish that It Starts With Us was going to happen?
I never read It Starts With Us.
I don't think you need to, but it makes me want to see what happens next with these characters.
I know.
And I mean, I read It Starts With Us, but I don't fully remember everything except for I know her and Atlas end up together. But it won't happen, I don't think, because Justin owns the rights. And you could do It Starts With Us without Justin, I think, or you could film the scene separately.
Right.
But I don't think you could do it without, like, you couldn't put a different Lily in. Like, Blake is now Lily. So it would have to be her. And this is just not looking good.
No, it'll never happen.
Uh-uh.
It will never happen.
But isn't it, see what I mean? It's such a bummer because the movie was so enjoyable. They should all feel very proud of the work that they did. And absolutely. I would be curious about what is Justin's edit, because they said this is Blake's edit. I'd be curious because it was beautifully told, really well done. I liked the way that they did it. So I think maybe Blake chose correct, but we won't know because I've never seen
that
Justin's.
That is the thing is like, I would love to see Justin's, and what if hers was exceptionally better,
right,
even marginally better, better enough to elevate it?
Yeah.
And the fact that there was a totally separate edit than Justin's in and of itself is like, okay, that, whoa.
Yeah.
But
and didn't you think
it was awesome?
It was awesome. It was so well. Yes. I love the perspective they put on everything. And didn't you think like one of the main grieving point or grievances that people brought up before even all of the drama with Justin came out was Blake's costumes, her wardrobe?
It played just fine.
I agree. I'm like, guys, what are we? We're just complaining to complain.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
The other thing she got a lot of criticism over was like the get your flowers and go to the movies.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot, even having read the book, how much flowers were a symbol.
A part of it. Oh, mm-hmm.
Like not only her owning a flower shop, but when they're talking, when she's like talking about flowers and what they mean to her and the poetry of them and like life is fragile, things are fragile, love is fragile. And there's nuance and it's beautiful and sad. There's, it's not just one thing. It's more, right?
Yes. And actually, sorry.
Domestic violence, bad. They did love each other. Like
I cried for him. I mean, it reminded me of like if you were married to an alcoholic where they're so good, but they have this disease. And it feels like Ryle is so good, but he has this thing that you just can't overlook, like, you know? And so I cried for him because I know he wants to be a better person than he is and he doesn't have the capability yet. And then I cried for her because she loves him and wants it to be him and it just can't be him.
How hard it was to break the cycle. I felt like they really nailed that.
Yes. So what I was going to say is I actually think having watched the movie, and again, it's not fair because we didn't see his edit, but I actually think it's appropriate because Blake said, get, you know, grab your girlfriends and go to the movies and people took issue with that. But I actually think the story, the way that they did tell the story was a story about triumph and overcoming things and, you know, becoming yourself without this other people, like finding your own inner strength and doing. So I do feel like it was a, cause I feel like Blake said something like, this is a story about she's in this relationship, but she is so much more than that. And people took so much offense to it.
Yeah.
But I think it didn't discount how hard this decision was or what she went through and the pain and the suffering. And it told that very beautifully. I have a friend who was in an abusive relationship. She said the movie was hard to watch. So they did play on the domestic violence enough that it was impactful, but it wasn't a movie about domestic violence, really. It was about humans and the spirit of humanity and, you know, the going through life with these various struggles and traumas and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So I actually think that it wouldn't have, if they had decided together that they should be talking about only domestic violence, and then you go in and see the movie, I don't know that that, like the way that Justin said he wanted to do press, would have played with the edit as well.
Yeah.
So I actually think I like the way that they did it because it still honors domestic violence and domestic violence survivors.
It's a movie with a message for sure.
For sure.
And a purpose for sure.
Yeah.
And a movie with very interesting characters that were very well portrayed and a lot of light moments and beautiful like stories of female connection in there as well.
I know.
And
I love the sister. Didn't
me
you love
too.
His, she was so good.
What a shame. What a shame.
Did it make you feel one way or the other towards like, did it change your perspective on what's going on outside of the movie? Because remember I said like it made me like Blake more because she was so likable in the film.
Well, I feel like I've had this biased in Blake's favor maybe the whole time. Mm. So I do think it solidified that. Mm-hmm. I also left the movie feeling like I like Justin, which isn't a feeling mm-hmm. that I felt this entire time.
Yeah.
I think probably the way you felt about Blake is the way I felt about Justin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then I'm wowed again by Blake's skills and her talents, and then seeing the thing, all the things we've just talked about, mm-hmm. like, wow, she really got dragged for no reason on X, Y, and Z. But I'm yeah. also like, maybe Justin isn't this like kind of crummy guy that I've been thinking mm-hmm. he is. Mm-hmm. He was also superb in it.
Superb.
But
he really was.
And so much of the things that are like that they're suing each other for, well, he's suing New York Times, she's suing whatever, all the legal stuff is like different than what's being dragged out in like the court of public opinion, right? Because like mm-hmm. she's getting dragged for the flowers, for her personality, for the separate edit, right? And none of that's illegal,
right?
Mm-hmm. Which is just very interesting. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fascinating to see how this pans out.
Yeah, so we'll keep you guys aware.
We talked about Love is Blind a little bit. Should we get to our game?
Yeah.
Should we try and find our way for our brains to get to the same place today?
Let's see. Because okay. I've got air going on in here. But we're going to do that. I don't remember what this game's called. But
we make it our own?
Yeah. How do you do that?
Same brain, same name.
Same brain, same name.
Yeah. So we're going to think of our brains are going to come up with different things. And then we're going to find the things that those things have in common until we get to the same thing. And we tried to play this a couple weeks ago. Well, we did play uh-huh. this a couple
we
weeks
did it.
Ago.
We did it.
And we were very successful.
Yeah.
So we're just...
Yeah, I mean, this was like, was written for us.
These are champions
we
coming
nailed that.
Uh-huh. back in, right? Yeah. For okay. just to show off our skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. are you ready?
Yeah. I've got mine.
Same.
So 3, 2, 1, and then say.
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Sweater.
Flower. Okay.
Okay.
Flower, sweater. Flower, sweater. Okay.
I don't have it yet.
Okay.
Flower, sweater. Flower, sweater. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Colorful.
Soft.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay.
Colorful, soft.
Colorful and soft. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay.
Here we go.
Three, two, one.
Stuffed parachute. Animals.
Okay. 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 So you guys were nailing it. Uh-oh. Okay. So stuffed animals and parachute.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 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 I've got mine.
Same.
Three, two, one.
Happy.
Kids.
Okay.
Because you know they do the parachute thing at
yes.
school?
Yeah. Yes. And
okay.
I said
kids
happy
and
kids.
Happy. Kids and happy.
Kids and happy. Shoot. We can either okay. get very far away from each other.
I know. Or right on top of each other.
I don't
other.
Know if we'll get right on top of each other.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of words that could go with kids and
that's
happy.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Okay.
Kids happy. Kids happy. Shoot. Okay.
I had one and I just changed it. Okay, here, okay. Let's see.
Three, two, one. Playing.
Park. Oh!
Okay.
Similar. Playing and park.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You're playing at a park.
Three, two, one. Play equipment.
Slide. Okay. Slide and play equipment. Okay. 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 Okay.
But what?
Uh-huh. There's a slide on the play equipment, which could also be. We can't get it. She can't get it. I mean, it's
slide
one.
On the play equipment.
Uh-huh.
Which could also be. 3, 2, 1.
Climbing
jungle
wall? Gym. Jungle gym climbing wall. Holy moly. Okay. Jungle gym climbing wall.
No. I feel like we're jungle okay. gym climbing wall.
I want to say like kids again, you know, but I don't think you can. Okay.
Jungle gym climbing
wall. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
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 Okay. 3, 2, 1. Playground. Okay. Playground and arms. Arms. Yeah. Oh, jungle gym and climbing wall. Yeah.
Scaling.
Arms and playground.
Playground.
Okay.
Arms
okay. Okay.
And playground.
Okay. Arms and playground.
Three.
Arms and playground. Three.
Two, one.
Tether balls. Okay. No. So tether ball and monkey bars. Okay.
What?
Maybe I have
you
one.
Have one?
I think
tether ball and monkey bars. Okay, got it.
Okay, three, two, one.
Metal
swing. I'm thinking the ball swings around the pole.
I was thinking
and you're
the
swinging
pole
from the monkey
and the
bars.
Monkey bar metal.
Right, those are metal. So metal and swing.
Okay. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Chains.
Swing set.
Like. Wait.
Jeez, Louise.
It was
okay.
Swing and then swing set?
Yeah.
And now it's swing set and chain.
Yeah. Swing set and chain. Okay. Whoa, what just came into my brain has nothing to do with a playground. Holy moly. We have left Disney World and gone to 50 Shades of Grey, folks. Whoa. Okay.
I'm not, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Swing, what is it?
Swing set and chains?
Okay. Yeah. So what's that? Hold on.
Yeah. What is that called? I'm thinking Rihanna song, you know?
Hold on.
Chains and whips excite me. Or how does she say it? I mean, that was a big time clue. This is insane. She's Googling now, guys. Do I need to Google it? Are you going to ChatGPT and saying, okay, what did swing set and chains have in common?
No.
Good.
There's just a few words for this.
Okay. I need to, anytime today or should we
no,
hold
on,
circle
hold
back?
On, hold on. No. Ryan can fix on? This. You know that.
Yeah.
But what is the word? Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Three, two, one.
That okay, yeah. So now what?
Is that the same thing? Okay, got it. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it.
Three,
two, one.
Oh
told you we would nail this, guys. Freaking told you. We freaking told you we would nail this. So can okay. I've got it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to bleep out this whole segment.
Three, two, one. Nasty.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I mean, those basically are, those are synonyms. What do they have in common? Oh, I got one. I got it.
Oh.
What's nasty when it comes to.
Yeah, I got it.
Three, two, one.
STD. Journey
wow.
on that.
Holy cow.
Epic.
Unbelievable.
That was epic.
We started with flower. We started with flower and sweater. And ended with STDs. Perfect. I knew we'd nail that.
Nailed it. Again,
that game was built for us.
You're welcome. Champions here showing our skills yet again. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Did you hear that rattling?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all heard that.
Life moves fast, and sometimes you just need a way to relax, recharge, or stay focused without overcomplicating things. We're so excited to talk about Viya. If you haven't tried them yet, you're seriously missing out. Viya is here to enhance your everyday and night. Trusted by over 500,000 happy customers, Viya is changing the game in natural wellness. Blending powerful, high-quality hemp-derived ingredients to deliver real, effect-driven benefits. Whether you're looking to sleep better, have better libido, improve focus, recover, or simply relaxed, Viya has a tailored solution for you. They've got all kinds of products. Like, really, you all need to check them out, because pretty much anything that you would want to support your daily wellness routine, enhance focus and clarity, or unwind with deep relaxation, Viya has you covered. From their award-winning effect forward gummies to premium indoor grown THCA flower, every Viya product is thoughtfully crafted, made with organic lab tested hemp sourced from trusted independent American owned farms. The best part, Viya legally ships across the US. Okay, discreet, direct to your door. No medical card required, and backed by a worry-free guarantee. If you're not sure where to start, take Viya's product finder quiz to get personalized recommendations tailored to your needs. Chris and I have tried several of these, and I was telling Ash just the other day, Chris tried the, there's like one for focus, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he had not tried that one before. I hadn't either. I've tried a lot of their sleep ones, which I love. I've tried some of their like just relax ones, which I love. I've never thought to try the focus one. And he said it really worked.
If you're 21 and over, head to viahemp.com and use code SIP to receive 15% off. Free shipping on orders over 100. And if you're new to Viya, get a free gift of your choice. That's viahemp.com and use the code SIP at checkout. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Enhance your everyday with Viya.
All right, let's bring her home.
All right.
I already did my rant. So what's your rant?
My rant right now, this is also how old are you, is tailgating. I feel like I used to be the one that tailgated.
Yeah.
I have had people riding my ass lately. And I think part of it is because there's a ton of construction around here. And I now follow the instruction speed zones, right? So if it's a normally, like, there's roads around here, the speed limit is 45, but with construction, it's 25. So I'm going 25, or like in school zones, this happens. I go down to the school zone speed limit and people are on my, I mean, and I go back and forth all the time. Should I brake check? Yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was, I was driving Revy to cheer.
Yeah.
This minivan was, it was not even a car lengths away from me.
I don't know.
And I'm going, it was 45 and there was a car in front of me. So I could have gone faster, but I don't want to get on his ass. So I'm going 46. Like the speed limit is 45. I'm going 40. I'm going right at the limit, right? But this minivan is right behind me. And what I do instead of brake checking is I just slow down. I say, listen, oh, you got somewhere to be?
I'm going to prove a point.
We're going to take our time getting there. But I'm afraid to brake check because, you know, you hear people that like get killed for that.
Ooh.
Like road rage things, like don't do it.
Yeah.
Yes, I've also heard for like if someone's driving around at night and their lights are off, you're not supposed to flash them anymore to tell them because then they're like coming around and they're testing. I don't know. It's like gang. I mean, I heard this years ago, but it's like a gang. What is that called? Induction, whatever that is, you know, where you've got to like do something to prove that you're.
So
anyway, this was something I heard like years ago. So maybe it was like one time done on the news and ever since then. The point is, I cannot handle these people on my ass. I am not like a super rule follower. I'll go 10 over. I like to go 52 to 55 in a 45 unless there is like construction or kids around and there's people.
Yep.
I don't want to. I'm going the speed limit. And I feel like I've just more frequently lately had people riding my tail and it drives me crazy.
Crazy.
I hate it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I hate that too. Just hearing about it, I'm imagining that happening. And it's like this hormone in my brain that is releasing that is making me feel frustrated and fight or flighty about it.
Yes. I know. And then thank God I didn't brake check the minivan because I pulled out. It's not really a turning lane. I'm going right. I'm going this way and I'm going right. So like, I don't, but there's like a side where maybe you would pull over anyway. So I pulled into that to let the minivan pass me.
Yeah.
But as I was pulling into the cheer parking lot, minivan follows through, goes right into the cheer parking lot. And I'm like, and it's, you know, her thing starts at 5. It's 4:55 or something, 4:54 as we're pulling into the parking lot. So I'm guessing they're also there for a 5 o'clock class. So it's not even like you're late.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're pulling up at 4:54 for a 4:30 class. Right. So you got to be there for the 5 o'clock. Why are you on my a-hole?
Right.
Get out.
Seriously.
Scram. Yeah.
I hate it when there's some kind of thing that's happened with another driver and then you're going to the same place or you're like sticking with each other for a while. You both take the same exit. And I'm like, oh, are they hunting me down?
Mm-hmm.
There was this one time where we were going to like a Christmas party with my family and this car totally cut us off. And Chris was like, what the hell, this asshole, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're like going to the same place. You know, it's super awkward.
They went to the same party as you?
They get out of the car and it's my uncle.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, oh, and we're like, oh, hey. He's like, really sorry about that earlier. Isn't that funny? Where we're like,
that is, was he mortified?
Yeah, because it was a mistake. Like he made a mistake.
He didn't mean to cut you off.
He didn't mean to.
Oh, right. Oh.
But from our view with someone unknown. I was like, who's
this jerkosaurus? Yes.
Yeah. And it, it was funny.
It's also my favorite when like someone's behind you and then they speed, they like want you to see I'm mad at you. So they get in the other lane, they speed past you and then they like get in front of you and then they at the red light and then I just pull up right next to them at the red light. I'm like, hey, I know you're in a real, you know, just like, no, I don't always wave, but I feel like that's a victory. If you're showing up to the same light after you just made a big scene about how you, how fast you are.
Yeah.
And it's like, hi. Yeah. That worked out real well for you, didn't it? I feel like I already won, so I don't
need
to gloat.
If I make a mistake, right? And I know that I pissed someone else off, eyes forward, I can't look at them.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to not be in their same, anywhere near them.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Sometimes people will be flipping me off because I'll do something on a, whatever. And I try to just like smile and wave. I'm like, hi. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Like I say sorry because then they feel like shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, then I still win. I made the mistake, but you overreacted. And now I'm, oh, I'm just a little girl. Can't, oh, hi. So sorry. And I'll say like, sorry, I'll do that. And they'll be like flipping me off. And then I'm like, but look at me. I'm apologizing and so sorry about it. Now you're the one angry.
Right.
And, and I do that because that's been done to me where I've been the angry one before. I'm like, come on. And they're like, I'm really sorry. And I'm like, oh, it really was. And then I feel guilty. Because I got mad at this person who made it honest. So that's what I'm trying to do to them. I do a wrong thing and then I try to make them feel bad for them getting mad at me for doing the wrong thing. And then I still come out ahead. Smelling like roses.
Ding, ding. What's your rave?
Do you have a rave?
I have a rave. By the way, Chris just texted me this thing.
What?
Mm-hmm. This is his rave of the day. He said, man, an English muffin really slaps when it's been a while since you've had one. Isn't that the truth?
Tell me you're old without telling me you're old.
Well, I've had the same thought earlier today because he restocked on English muffins at the store. I thought, hell yeah. Toasted one up, a little butter, a little peanut butter. Mm.
Yes. Okay, remember a couple weeks ago or last week we did the what are some parenting rules in your house? And then we had another thing that we were going to bring to have you guys write in about. I just had an idea. What is your, and let's have Sammy put it up, what is your I know I'm getting old kind of thing?
When?
And it's like, yeah, I know I'm getting old when. I look, the English muffin's the best thing that's happened to me. You know, I used to, I don't want anything to do with an English muffin. No, thank you. It was a bagel or bust. English muffin today?
Yeah. Butter with jam?
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Give me.
So good. Uh-huh. Little crevices.
So let's do that. Let's do the, like, what's the thing, how you know you're old?
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
Okay. So your rave.
But my serious rave is my friend is reading a book right now. And it's the concept.
Wow.
Yeah. But she was sharing some things with me. And then there was something that she shared that I just felt like was good perspective. And it's something that I've heard kind of before. But it, as she was sharing it, I thought, yeah, wow. On the days when it, when things feel like a lot, you know, especially. Mm-hmm. So it's this book about the concept of being a billionaire. And that wealth is not just wealth. Wealth is not just money. That there's different being a billionaire with what? Like, for example, with time.
Yeah.
That if you think about someone like Warren Buffett, there's a lot of people who would want his money, but people in their 20s probably wouldn't want to trade places and lose time. He mm-hmm. would probably give up a lot of his money to be able to be 20 again, I would imagine. Maybe, maybe mm-hmm. not. But right, this concept mm-hmm. of what is wealth? What yeah. is time? And there are trades, right? And there are things. And oftentimes I think about like, man, I would really like a clean garage. Or I would really like a organize this or an organize that. It's just the time's not there. But I also have this house full of laughter right now. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's, mm-hmm. I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Right. Right. Wealthy, you know, in so many yeah. other ways besides the bank.
I thought it was
a
nice yeah. perspective. And, mm-hmm. It was a good little reminder for me at the time because it came on yeah. a day when I felt like I needed to hear that, you know? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. anyway, yeah. what's your rave?
My rave is when I was thinking about like, what was the best thing that happened last week? I love impromptu hangs. So our neighborhood had like a meats and like a barbecue thing last Saturday. Just so happened to be National Margarita Day.
Nice.
So we went down to it and some of our neighbors were there. And then we ended up hanging out. I made margaritas at the Super Bowl and not everyone drank them. So I had like a whole pitcher of them frozen and I took them out like a few hours before because margaritas sounded good that day. And then when I saw the friends at the park, I said, hey, it's National Margarita Day. Should we have some? And they said, yeah. So I ran home, got margaritas, went back. Then we all, husbands, wives, and the kids were, there was bounce houses and they yeah. were playing and we were having some margaritas. And then we decided, hey, we're having so much fun. We went back to one of their houses and we hot tubbed and the kids had so much fun. But I love those impromptu hangs where you're not planning on it. We had no plans, hadn't talked to anybody about if they were going to that thing or not. But it was so fun.
And you're rolling with it.
It was just a great time.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love the kids get a lot, you know, I love that the kid. That's why we moved into this neighborhood. That's why it was such a bummer when yeah. last year it was not panning fun. Out like that.
Yeah.
And now to see where we are and that our Rev, we had to buy her a watch because she's got friends in the neighborhood now and she wants to go do play dates. So she's like running out and doing play dates. So we had to get her a watch so that we can like know where she is and she can call us. And I think yeah. we can call her on it. So she has to wear that like when she's in the neighborhood, but she
oh
goes out
gosh.
On play dates and it's, and Mac doesn't have any friends really yet.
Yeah.
I mean, he's too
it's
little
so young.
To be doing
yeah.
it, but I feel like that'll start. And there's little kids everywhere. And so it's just exciting. You
That's
know?
So cute.
It was very fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. We love you all. You
love
can sit with
you.
Us always. Don't
always.
Forget to sign up over on Patreon.
patreon.com/ you can sit with us. Get their sign sealed delivered. But also, you can sit with us always.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
same,
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get yeah. raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day mm-hmm. out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.